Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh yeah, Friday has arrived, and this is the BTN News Show. I'm your host, yeah, you guessed it, Kyle Swagger.
Hello.
Oh, it feels good to be at the end of the week, doesn't it? Let's just get this day over with, yeah. It's the 18th of September, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, let's take a trip through the Amazon today here on the BTN News Show, because that's the bulk of the news today. And when I'm talking about Amazon, I'm talking about Amazon the retailer, of course. They've launched 6 new major devices yesterday, including, get this, a 4K Fire TV. Woo-hoo-hoo! Take that, Apple TV! Now, mind you, even though the new Amazon Fire TV is 4K compatible, everything else, pretty much, yeah, it's kind of a ripoff from Apple, including their version of Siri, Alexa. The new Amazon Fire TV is going to set you back only $100. Yes, so that's $50 under the new Apple TV that comes out next month. And of course, just like with the Apple TV, you're going to be able to talk to it through your remote. Yeah, we've heard all that before. Let's talk about 4K. Okay, now this you got to say, is pretty cool. As long as you've got the bandwidth for it, of course. Of course, when it comes to 4K, though, it's all about the content. And let's face it, there's not a lot streaming out there right now. Though Amazon is saying if a studio makes a film available in 4K resolution, Amazon will offer that version to you. And there are a few titles on Amazon right now that are actually streaming in 4K, including Moneyball and Men in Black 3. Now, remember I was talking about bandwidth? Yeah, well, speaking of that bandwidth, the Fire TV is outfitted with an 802.11ac Wi-Fi adapter. So if you invest a lot of bookaroos in your router, well, you're going to be able to take advantage of that now. Of course, it does have a hardwired Ethernet port. And further inside the Fire TV, it has a 64-bit quad-core CPU, a dedicated GPU, and 8 gigabytes of on-device storage. Which, by the way, users can actually add up to 128 gigabytes of additional storage via, yes, you guessed it, a micro SD card slot. Now, yes, the new Fire TV, yes, you can talk to it, but that's going to cost you another $50 for that remote. So what do you know? We're already a dollar over the new Apple TV. I guess it all depends on your needs at the end of the day, but you got to admit, 4K, it's enticing. More from the land of Amazon. They have introduced a new Fire tablet that's, yes, for the kiddos out there. But here's the best thing that parents are going to love. The thing is only $50. Heck, even I want one for $50. It is, of course, a 7-inch IPS display offering a resolution of 1024 by 600 pixels, so it isn't the best. But hey, it's $50. Has a 1.3 gigahertz quad-core processor and just 1 gigabyte of RAM. Of course, you get your front and rear-facing cameras and a micro SD card slot that enables you to expand that tablet up to 128 gigabytes once again. As for the big kids in the family, like myself, Amazon has introduced the Fire HD 8 and the Fire HD 10. The 8 and 10, you've guessed it, the 8 is an 8-inch tablet, the 10 is a 10-inch tablet. Actually, 10.1-inch if you want to get technical. The 8-inch will set you back $150, while the 10-inch is going to set you back $230. With pretty much the same specs as the kids' tablet. Only thing changes is the screen resolution, 1280 by 800. Not that great. If you're feeling the Fire tablet fever, you can get your pre-order now and they'll start shipping September 30th. Moving on over to some Apple news now. Of course, iOS 9, about 12.9% of you have already upgraded to the new number. Most are actually saying they like it, although there are a few complaints. You can never please everybody. And it seems the UK residents, yeah, that's ones that are not too happy right now because they did not get the news app. What the hell? Yes, the Apple News app is not currently available to UK users. It will be, though. We just don't know exactly when. According to the report, UK publishers were made to wait a little bit longer because Apple wanted to put all of its focus into making sure the U.S. launch went off without a hitch. It seems, though, however, Brits won't have to wait too much longer. Apple's already started development of iOS 0.1, and it's actually currently seeding beta releases to developers as we speak. And yes, inside that development version is the Apple News app for the UK. So you can relax. It's coming, British people. In the meantime, just enjoy News 360 or any other news aggregated app. It's pretty much the same old crap anyways. Speaking of Britain, let's talk about the BBC and joining forces with America. Seems the BBC is very much interested in launching an American streaming service next year. Ha ha. That is, if everything goes according to plan. The BBC is currently working on its own subscription-style service, just like Netflix, that will offer its BBC hit shows, you know, such as Sherlock or Doctor Who, as the same-day release is its British premiere. That means those Americans won't have to wait so long. Now, of course, as I was saying, if everything goes according to the plan, because the plan is right now they want to do it, but they need more money. I'm sure as a lot of you know, in the UK right now, the British government is conducting a lengthy review of the network's business practices, and it's being pressured to raise commercial income through both new productions and alternative business models. Yeah, of course, there's already iPlayer, it's already in place. But the BBC said the new service will do more than just copy iPlay's interface for a new audience. They want it to be a completely new experience. So, I guess it's a wait and see right now. Who knows, maybe one of these days we'll see on Kickstarter, BBC, help us get to America! And finally, how many of us out there use Twitter to communicate through direct message instead of saying, I'm not going to send a text or anything, this is much easier just a direct message? Well, you might want to listen up to this one, especially if those conversations are on the private side. Because it seems Twitter's being accused of spying on your direct messages. That's right, the social network is facing a potential lawsuit after allegedly spying on users' direct messages. The court case has been filed in San Francisco, and according to the report, the surveillance supposedly takes place whenever a user includes a hyperlink in their message. In the lawsuit, they're claiming that Twitter's algorithms replace any hyperlinks with its own custom links, meaning the person clicking on that link has to go through Twitter services to get to that website. So according to the lawsuit, this allows Twitter to track links for advertisers, and B identifies a source of traffic for potential partners. Mind you, however, though, don't forget to read that little fine print that's always there, but we always just click through. Twitter's privacy policy actually says, we do this to help improve our services, to provide more relevant advertising, and to be able to share aggregated click statistics, such as how many times a particular link was clicked on. Ah, see, you thought Twitter was doing us a favor when they removed that character limit for our DMs. Nothing is ever free, folks. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. It's Friday, and you know what that means here at BTN. It's Mac Show Day. Oh, yeah. Sure, there's a lot to talk about this week. And a great panel's going to be there to do it. Adam's going to be on the show. Doc's going to be on the show. Patricia's going to be on the show. Chuck is going to be there. And Lee will be popping by as well with Ewan trying to control the whole chaos. You can see it live and in living color right here on the BTN Network. Just go to BritishTechNetwork.com/live. Tune in at 3 p.m. UK time. That's 10 a.m. Eastern Time, U.S., 7 a.m. Pacific. As for the news show, well, yeah, it's Friday, so we're going to take the weekend off. But we'll be back on Monday, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, it's Friday, party time! And thank you so much for listening.